If you're unfamiliar with the project, here's a summary. Both Perseverance Theater and the Juno Arts and Humanities Council have needed new spaces for years. About a year ago, says Perseverance Theater's Executive Artistic Director Art Roach, the organizations came to a realization.
Instead of building two buildings, let's build one. Makes sense. And let's share in the design of it and the operating of it and the fundraising for it and selling it to the community. All of those tasks are going to have to get done to make this real. Let's do it together, because if we work together, we can do something more efficient. We can get more for the money. All of those reasons, and here we are.
They formed a 501c3 nonprofit entity called The Partnership that will own and operate the building. The art in partnership is capitalized, by the way. The city, which owns the land, gave the group until 2019 to break ground. That's where consultant Tony Foreman of the international firm Theater Projects Consultants comes in.
We're not architects. We are a resource for architects to help them design a very unique building type, which is a performing arts space that has very specific and unique requirements to be successful.
That includes planning the general environment, the spaces that allow for the best interaction between actor and audience, the specialized equipment like lighting and rigging, and the question of the night, the size and number of rooms and theaters.
Three new performance spaces, a rehearsal room.
In addition to the Jack space, a 275-seat multi-use or community theater, a 170-seat theater for Perseverance, a smaller 30 to 45-seat performance space, a rehearsal room, a classroom, offices, a cafe, and more. It's going to be bigger than the Jack is now. And speaking of the old building, will it stay or will it go? Foreman says it's tricky.
Oh, yeah. Well, renovation is 95 to 115% of the cost of new construction. You know, you can save a little bit of money. It can also be more expensive because you've got things like asbestos abatement and lead paint and, you know, underground tanks and all the stuff that you might not even know are there when you start a project, and all of a sudden, oh my God, you have to deal with us.
While the renovation versus new construction question is not unique, Foreman says that two nonprofits joining forces is.
In the past, communities have done that on a civic level where the city, town, or municipality has undertaken a project like that and owns and runs a building. And that's a model that's been successful for many, many years, but it's starting to change. And I think that the way that Juno's approaching it with these two organizations kind of taking the lead is the way of the future and very exciting.
Juno Arts and Humanities Council Executive Director Nancy Jacherny says there's still a lot of work to do, including fundraising.
People are worried that we're building something that we can't afford. We will not do that. We realize that this is a huge philanthropic stretch for this community. We have a target in mind, and we're going to build what we can afford.
Jacherny hesitates to give an estimate, but knows it'll be difficult. Still, she's enthusiastic.
It's been a dream in this community since I moved here in 1975, and it's exciting to be part of seeing it through. And I think the whole community should just be excited about being able to do this. We've got the SLAM building being completed. We have the Walter Soboloff Center. We'll get this. This is going to be, Juno's going to be a hot place pretty soon.
To raise the funds, the partnership has begun formation of a capital campaign committee that will be coordinated by Charlotte Fox of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.